Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
It's time we brought back the slow set. That was a headline in the article today published in the farming section of the Irish Examiner. The removal of the slow set from the dance halls in the late 1980s is when it started to fade away. But with the closure of so many nightclubs now across the country, is it time to reinvent the dance floor? Well, the only man who knows the answer to this question is Dancing with the Stars judge and broadcaster Brian Redmond. Brian, good evening to you.
Good evening, Cormac.
You know what? There are some people listening who don't know what a slow set is, and you're the man to tell them.
Well, 100%. I mean, I host the mid-morning current affairs show on KCLR Radio in Kilkenny and Carlow. And last week, just only last week, we were having a little meeting before the show, as we did, and the slow set came up in conversation. Mm-hmm. One of the team members had never heard of such a thing. Now, she wasn't a 17-year-old transition year student. She's 25 years of age.
Wow.
So it's something that's definitely disappeared from the nightclubs of Ireland for more than just the last 10 to 15 years, that's
so
for sure.
So what is it, Brian? Tell them what it is and how great it was.
Well, the slow set was just that opportunity, you know, to get up close, maybe a little bit personal with somebody who maybe you arrived at the club with, or maybe somebody who took your fancy since you'd arrived at the club. I think it's, you know, something that's lost in modern club life. I mean, most clubs now are so loud, holding a conversation, asking somebody if they fancy a dance is probably beyond the remit of most.
You see, and that is actually, that's a real loss, isn't it? Because, you know, there's a whole courtship to that, really, isn't there? There's a whole, you know, tradition to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Sarah. I mean, there's an old expression that, you know, dancing is the vertical expression of a horizontal desire. And, you know, within the confines of a nightclub.
Come on, Brian.
There could be lots of horizontal desires knocking around the place.
And, mighty.
You know, I also think it's an opportunity. You know, it's nice when you're getting to know somebody, to see them at their worst. And for many men, and indeed women, you know, dancing isn't necessarily their forte. And I think putting them off their guard, you know, the chap who'll lean at the bar and drink pints confidently and talk about what's going on in his life is one thing. Get him out onto the dance floor and he'll feel a little bit less confident in what he's doing. And I think it levels the playing field quite a lot.
Mm. Do you think there is a gap in the market here? Because I remember when I was quite a bit younger, how line dancing came into vogue. Do you all remember that? It's about, I don't know, 25 years ago at this stage. And everyone was learning how to line dance. Or is that just me?
Well, I think
everybody was learning.
No, it was
a face. We all want to forget.
I'm not sure. I thought everyone was learning how to line dance, and there's a social element to it as well, which was fantastic. It was just, you know, it was great. So I just wonder, is there a gap in the market, do you think, for like slow dancing?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that maybe we sometimes forget beyond the pale is that there's actually a huge, huge amount of people who dance and dance together. You know, the jiving thing, we saw the country music special on the Late Late Show at the weekend. Lots of people. And these aren't people just in their 60s, 70s and 80s. They're people right down to their 20s love dancing with one another. Salsa clubs are an absolute experience, Sarah McInerney. Yourself and Cormac should go and visit one of them. And I think very unusually...
Sorry.
But you see, you touched on a problem there, right? Especially when you were a teen, Brian. Like the slow set, really, nobody knew how to dance, especially in Hollania and in Carreroo. Anyway, you were sidling left and right as if you were holding a little barrel, and nobody knew what came next then. That was a problem, wasn't it?
100%, Cormac, and I think most young men, probably even including me at that stage, were so concerned about where they placed their hands, they weren't thinking about what to do with their feet at all. But it is definitely an opportunity for people to... Oh, Sarah, you know what happens.
I'm scandalised, Brian. Scandalised by your comments.
I think it's nice. And I think the other thing as well is when we think about modern dating and, you know, the apps and everything else, the one thing that people will never experience virtually is chemistry. Chemistry is so important to the first throes of a relationship. You know, if you can get inside of somebody's personal space, that chemistry is often magnified, and we're better than the slow set. So I'd be with Cormac. I think it should come back. I think for the young people of Ireland and those who aren't already confined to slow setting with one particular person in their life,
yeah,
I think
bring
it would be brilliant.
It back. bring it back. That's what we say. Let's make the slow set great again. Brian Redman, you've started the campaign, Dancing with the Stars judge, broadcaster, and slow setter, bringer backer.
Thank you very much. Take care. Thanks.